Good morning, A Vision for You. Today is Sunday, November 20th, 2016. My name is Melanie C., and I am straight up grateful to be hosting this meeting today. The share ID for Friday, November 18th, 2016 is 9275. 9275. This morning, A Vision for You presents our Sunday special edition, An Attitude of Gratitude. Welcome to all of you. Throughout my life, I searched for relief from uncontrollable overeating and the consequences of that behavior. Behavior that's range took a broad sweep back and forth, up and down over my life, ending up tearing me from limb to limb, gouging and digging at my heart, my soul, and my mind. Here, I was given a real second chance at life. This was given to me by 100 men and women that found a way out and passes on to all of us a real solution. Now there's deep gratitude for you. I still had to build my gratitude muscle though. The big book gives us many wonderful examples of gratitude, and I'll read one, and I'll bet this one will be familiar to you. This is on page 17 of the big book. We are like the passengers of a great liner the moment after rescue from shipwreck, when camaraderie, joyousness, and democracy pervade the vessel from steerage to captain's table. Unlike the feelings of the ship's passengers, however, our joy in escape from disaster does not subside as we go our individual ways. The feeling of having shared in a common peril is one element in the powerful cement which binds us. But that in itself would never have held us together as we are now joined. Doesn't that passage just scream gratitude? It just seems to come automatically in such cases like these. Will I keep that though? Well, I will if I find a daily shipwreck, won't I? Selfish and self-centeredness by nature, without a program of recovery, I will lose my grasp of how grateful that I am. The big book teaches that the recovery process is a daily effort. First establishing and then maintaining that new order of things, which is the practice of the steps. And this absolutely includes the cultivation of gratitude. If I'm to maintain the gift of transformation of thought and attitude, the daily practice of gratitude will need to be purposefully cultivated, because I will be hard-pressed to continue to recreate rescue from a shipwreck daily. I wanted to insert a piece that I had found that Bill W. had mentioned here at one point in one of his talks, and he writes, I try to hold fast to the truth that a full and thankful heart cannot entertain great conceits. When brimming with gratitude, one's heartbeat must surely result in outgoing love, the finest emotion we can ever know. And that's a quote from Bill W. There is a special opportunity this morning for our entire fellowship to participate in this cultivation. And we invite all of you, if you wish to share from your heart a bit of your gratitude, something from your own personal recovery process, perhaps. So with that, to share, press star 1 to unmute. And then when you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. And then please be sure to remute your phone again. And then if you might, please consider keeping your share to 3 minutes. So
Nancy
who would
H.
like to Hi, Nancy H. I was going to just ask, who would like to start us out this morning with their gratitude? Nancy H., anyone else?
Linda R., Katie G. from Boston. Katie G.
Charles H.
Gina R.
Janet
H.
Renee C.
Okay, I'm going to tell you who I have so far, and I do know that I missed a couple of. So those that I call off, if you would mute for now, and then we'll move on to the next. I have Nancy H., Linda R., Katie G. from Boston, Charles, Carmela, and Renee. Let's start with those, and then we'll continue on again. Thank you so much. Nancy H., would you please go?
Yes, good morning, everyone. I was so glad to be able to share today my gratitude because I'm brimming with it. First of all, I'm grateful to my higher power because of how he keeps me out of this disease when I'm in touch with him. I'm grateful to the sponsor who led me through the steps. I'm grateful for the sponsor who's helping me now. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for the fact that I've been out of the food for quite some time now, and I'm recovered, and I didn't think I'd ever see that, and I'm seeing the promises of the program. I'm grateful that a person I prayed for went back to God. And I'm grateful for so many other things that I can't even put my finger on right now. I'm grateful for my life because I've lived with cancer for, you know, beyond cancer for 28 years. And I'm grateful that I'm one of God's miracles. And I'm grateful that every day I can continue to work this program by doing 10, 11, and 12. And I learn so much more than I even knew from when I did the steps. And I'm grateful that this program is a way of life for me and that it comes first and that and all the people that I can help and plant a seed to, with. And I think I'm going to stop with that because I'm just so full of gratitude. I'm sure I'll think of another 100 things, but this is what was meant to come out. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Nancy. Linda R., you're next.
Good morning, Melanie, and thanks again for your service today. Linda R., recovered in South Florida. Have so many things I can talk for hours on gratitude. The one thing I'm really grateful for is for the fellowship, everyone online today, everyone in the fellowship, the support that I have received throughout my recovery. I'm also so grateful for the daily renewal when I open my eyes each day, and I thank my higher power for that ability to refresh, renew, and to live these steps to the best of my ability. I'm grateful for my service, that I can be of maximum service today to my fellow man and to God. And I'm grateful for my family and for the ability to just persevere no matter what, to forgive myself when I make errors and to know that I'm perfectly imperfect. And I'm so grateful for my total abstinence today, that my food is down and that I'm able to live in the sunlight of the Spirit. And thank you very much for allowing me to share.
Thank you, Linda R. Katie G.
Hi, Melanie. It's Katie G. Can you hear me?
I can. Good morning.
All right. Setting my timer. Katie G, recovered compulsive overeater, anorexic, and bulimic. When I first came into their rooms, I hated people who talked about gratitude. I'm sorry. I hated you guys. I was like, what the heck? I'll never be one of those people. I think one of the most important words I heard you use or hit my heart, Melanie, was cultivate, which I looked up, which means to prepare and use soil for growing plants, to grow and care for. So let me just be honest, guys. I never wake up, or rarely have I ever woken up saying, yes, this is the day. And I'm just not one of those people. But let me tell you, gratitude is a fact for me today. I have a roof over my head. I have food in the fridge. I have clothes on my back. I have money in the bank. And the most important thing that I want to shout for the rooftop is I don't starve. I don't binge. I don't purge. Food is not my solution anymore, no matter what, no matter what. And I have this net around me of a fellowship of women who don't tell me to go away when I tell them my deepest, darkest thoughts. And because of the fundamentals of having an entirely abstinent life and working my tools and working the steps every day and looking at every day, I don't care what you do. It is about me. I am the problem. I am the problem, and God is my solution. And every day, where am I selfish, dishonest, and self-seeking and afraid? And those things, because I am able to practice entire abstinence and working the steps, I have a life that works today. I have relationships with people that don't run in the other direction. I'm invited to go places. I can go places. If you know me recently, I've had some big life events. I've gone around the world very far, and even very far away, they can provide me with food. So I don't need to eat. And most importantly, I don't want to eat. And I'm able to feel feelings, and they are not hatred, and they are not wishing the worst people in the world that I'm not judging. I have no judgment. I have no hatred. So if you're not feeling gratitude this morning, I am your hope. Make a gratitude list. Open your eyes. I am the most spoiled brat from Boston, Massachusetts. And there is nothing but facts of gratitude in my life today. And most importantly for all of you, I am walking shoulder to shoulder with you. I am in the trenches trudging with you. And I can't wait for another day. And one more thing I'll say is, the one thing that I do love about the gift that God has given me is the desire to change every day. Even when I don't want to do it, I have a desire to change, and that is what changes my life every day. I love you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Katie G. Charles H.
Hi, good morning. Charles H., a recovered compulsive overeater. Thank you, Melanie, for your service. I'm grateful for my enemies. I'm grateful for my vision family. I'm grateful that no matter how recovered I think I become, that I will never rise above being human. Harlan G., please coin that. I'm grateful that I will never be sprinkled with pixie dust. Larry K., you better coin that. I'm grateful for an opportunity to rectify my errors and grow through effectiveness and humility and spirituality on a daily basis. I'm grateful for my hardships. I'm grateful for my challenges. I'm grateful for Penny C coming through with flying colors. I'm grateful for my deacon brother Sam making it through knee surgery, knee replacement. I'm grateful for people growing in this program. I'm grateful for my sponsee that's moving to Charlotte and starting his new life over as a recovered man. I'm grateful for my friend that's been in program for a long time, and he's on his ninth step of men that he's coming through one day at a time. I'm grateful for people that that didn't have hope, and now they're powerful in this program. I'm grateful for the Colorado constituency, the crew. I'm grateful for Christine M. that helped me. She really helped me to learn not to be scared of doing 10 steps and being vulnerable. I'm grateful for people that listen. I'm grateful to listen. I'm grateful to learn. I'm grateful that I'm not the brightest candle in the chandelier. I'm grateful for humility. I'm grateful for daily vigilance. And I'm grateful for you, Melanie. I love you so much, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, Charles. Carmela, you're next.
Yes, this is Renee C., grateful recovering compulsive overeater from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, grateful to have come through a windstorm. Oh, Melanie, thank you so very much for your service and your wonderful comments and the shipwreck concept. I am so grateful. I don't know if I can say everything I'm grateful for. First of all, I'm very grateful to be alive. A year ago, I was diagnosed with cancer, and I can honestly say I'm living with cancer today, and I am so grateful for that. It is beyond my wildest dreams. I'm grateful for my recovery. I'm very grateful to Vision for You that I finally, after 3.5 years, I listened to a fellow who suggested that I listen. I'm grateful for my family. I'm very grateful for my higher power and for my abstinence and for the steps and the tools. And this program has given me a new life. And for that, I can never, ever, ever be grateful enough. I'm grateful for my family and my religious family who are taking me to and fro from my chemotherapy and all my other appointments. I'm grateful to my higher power for letting me live in recovery this day. And I'm grateful to have come through yet another treatment for my cancer and be on the other side. I'm grateful for the weather. I'm grateful for my animals. I'm grateful for my husband. And I could go on for 3 hours, but I won't. I can never, ever, ever express my love, my compassion, my gratitude, and my total commitment to this recovery process. And with that, I pass. And thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Renee C. Carmela, are you there? You would be next.
And thank you, Melanie.
Thank you, Melanie. This is Carmela G. from New York.
And, hi.
My attitude of gratitude today is that I am so grateful that after 6 decades, I realized a higher power that has loved me my entire life and accepted me for all my defects and walks with me daily, and for the parents that gave me life over 70 years ago, and my family, both my biological family who care and love me, and my fellowship family who help me walk every single day through this path. And for someone who passed me in a face-to-face meeting 3 years ago, the Vision website and the phone number, and to listen to all of you every morning share, and the humility I have learned to have every day, and every morning how I write every single simple gratitude of the day, and my recovery celebrating this year 9 years being cancer-free, and my recent medical situation that has occurred, finding a physician who is kind and caring and determined to get to the root of the problem, because it's just like our disease. It's sneaky, cunning, and baffling. And I am grateful to share this all on the line today and for all of you. And I will end with something that I learned from one of my AA fellows, that I go to the meeting sometime just to learn from them, because I believe they've walked the steps long before we learned about the program. And this fellow said, a grateful heart never picks up. And for that, I am ever grateful. Have a beautiful day, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Carmela. Who else would like to share their gratitude on the line this morning?
Hi,
Julie R.
Nancy R.
Janice
A. Mary Lee R. in Oregon.
Okay, hang on just a, Natasha. Okay, hang on just a second. I have a few of you just skip. Hi, Melissa.
Gina R.
Gina.
Harlan G.
Michelle
H.
Julie M.
Michelle.
Anne Marie M.
Kathy Jo.
Okay, I have a lot here. Give me just a moment, okay, and see what I have. Hang on tight, everyone, please. I have Julie R. I have Janice B. I have Hoodie R. I have Nancy. I have Mary Lee. I have Natasha. I have Melissa C. I have Gina. I have Harlan G., Michelle H., Julie M., Anne Marie, and Kathy Jo. And so let's go right back up that list and start with Julie R. Good morning.
Hi, thank you, Melanie. Julie R., recovered compulsive overeater. So the first thing that I am grateful for is the process of awakening to who Julie R. is, and that only came from my creator. And then I can cascade down. After my creator, I have my husband who has stuck with me thick and thin. I have my children. But in that whole mix, I don't know what's higher. God is higher. But my OA program, I'm grateful for OA. I'm grateful for my black and white, clear, concise abstinence. I am grateful to be at a normal body weight. I am grateful not to live in dishonesty. I am grateful for Dr. Bob and Bill, who started this. I am grateful for life. I am grateful for a fire. I am grateful for the fire that I have inside of me. I am grateful that I am a sponsor and that I have a sponsor. And I am grateful for you, Melanie, for all that you've done for me. And with that, I'll pass.
Well, thank you, Julie R. Janice B.
Good morning, Melanie and visionaries. This is Janice B. in Vermont, recovered compulsive overeater. And I am grateful for my growing relationship with my higher power. I'm grateful for the yearning that I have for a relationship for my higher power that empowers my willingness. I'm grateful for that willingness. I'm grateful for all of the guides that have been put in my life, for Vision for You, for the people in the background of Vision for You that enable this meeting to work so flawlessly and powerfully, and for all the people who share their experience, strength, and hope every day. I'm grateful to see my delusional thinking, to realize that I don't know everything, that if I take the time to pause and look through a different pair of glasses, the world and my experiences show up in a different way, and I'm able to take different actions. I'm grateful for my willingness to open my mouth and share my experience, strength, and hope, to feel the fear and do it anyway, to do what's mine to do and leave the results to God. I'm grateful for a strong, healthy body and the willingness to take care of it. I'm grateful to realize that I'm human and don't have to be perfect, to accept my humanness and the need to always put down the whip, that the whip that I am always beating myself with doesn't work, and God doesn't use a whip. I'm grateful to know that I am selfish, dishonest, self-seeking, and afraid. That's my humanness, but that doesn't make me bad, and that I have a core of goodness, and I have a way to find a deeper relationship with that core of goodness, and that I can share that and be a light for others. Pat.
Thank you, Janice B. Hootie R.
Hi, Melanie. This is Hootie, a recovered compulsive overeater from Israel. And boy, I'm so grateful that I could say that today. I'm so grateful for all the gifts. As I look back into my life, and I just feel like where I came from, and you know, I'm just so grateful for what I have today. And everything I went through was exactly, as I look back, I see how God really held me, held my hand at all times. And I'm grateful for a loving and compassionate husband. And I'm grateful for a wonderful fellowship of people that helped me, to, as it says in the big book, see life as with a new set of glasses, clear set of glasses. And grateful for a healthy and adorable children that are growing. Thanks for me just putting my food into a cup, having entire abstinence, and working the program exactly as I was taught by my past sponsors. I'm grateful to be exactly where I am today, and with love, and I'm just, the list is endless of my gratitude, and I'm especially grateful for all that you have done, Melanie, for me in my recovery, and with that, I pass.
Thank you, Hootie, thank you so much, and I have Nancy, but I don't have the first initial of your last name. Would you give that, please?
Hi, it's Nancy R.
Oh, there you are. Yes, of course.
Okay. Well, listen, I thank you for this opportunity, for letting me share. I am just so full of gratitude. I'll start with I'm grateful that I found Overeaters Anonymous many years ago. And even though it took me many, many years until I found Visions to really conceptualize the true meaning and to live out and receive the promises of this program, I'm grateful for every meeting I ever attended, for every sponsor I have had, for every piece of literature that has been written that I found, the recovery rooms, because like it says in the big book, those who attended, those who work the 50%, got abstinent, recovered, and 25% recovered after some relapses. And those who continued got better. And for many years, I was one of the ones that got better. And I'm so grateful that I hung around because I have no idea. I don't know what my life would have been, or even if I would have been alive. I got to very big numbers, and had I continued, I know I probably would probably be dead. So I'm grateful for Overeaters Anonymous, no matter the good meetings, the weak meetings. I'm just happy that it was there because it kept me from going where I might have gone. Well, most importantly, I'm grateful that through working the steps, I have established a relationship with my higher power that makes everything possible, that makes everything possible, has become possible. I'm grateful for the wonderful sponsors and the one that I have now that has helped me open my eyes to the promises of this program. And I'm truly grateful that the promises of the program, that I have lived long enough to have received the promises of this program. All the other material things, I'm grateful. I got married for the first time at 69. I'm living a wonderful life. But the promises of this program, I could go on forever, but I'm just grateful that by working the steps and doing what it says, to the best of my ability, I have received the promises of this program, the joy of being sponsored, and the immense joy of sponsoring people and sharing with them what God has so generously given to me. And that's a reprieve from this awful disease that I have. I'm eternally grateful. And I thank you for your service. Thank God for a vision for you. I'm so grateful that I don't have a good memory. I don't remember who told me about OA back in the late 70s. I don't even remember how I found out about visions for you. I think that lady that was sponsoring me suggested the meeting. However, I found out about it, and I'm just so grateful because it's like the crowning jewel in my recovery. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Nancy R. Mary Lee from Oregon.
Good morning. My gratitude's pausing long enough to hear what my higher power's wishes are for me today, what I am to be, warmth in the chilly morning, a comfy bed, food that enhances my health, a dependable car, pain meds for my husband's bone pain, a daughter who's willing to be on Team Larry, the many people who are sending loving thoughts and prayers. I'm grateful for the process of recovery, being able to read and write, giving thanks all day long, and that lots is possible and lots can happen. I'm grateful to be back in the great Northwest and being able to listen and participate in a vision for you and being a part of this wonderful herd. Thank you for letting me share. I love you. Bye.
Thank you, Mary Lee R. Natasha. Natasha, want to press star one?
Be heard. Hello?
Hello, is that you, Natasha?
Hi. Yes, thank you. Hi, this is Natasha A., recovering compulsive overeater in New York, a young visionaire. This is my first time sharing on a vision for you. I've been listening for a couple months, and I've not been able to work up the courage, but now hearing the topic of gratitude, it's perfect for me because it's something that I actually struggle with. I seem to have the big character defect of entitlement and my worldly self and thinking that I can do everything. And I lack a lot of gratitude, and it's amazing to hear everybody on the line with such gratitude, and it's something very obviously made clear to me that it's something I need to work on. And I'm sitting in my car this morning, I'm getting ready to go to church, I'm thinking, what steps can I take to start working on gratitude and really start believing that the things happening in my life are not of my doing, and I'm just looking at things greater than myself. It's snowing outside right now, and I know good well that that's not me doing that, and I can see huge trees, and I know that I didn't do that, and I know there's hundreds of things around me that have nothing to do with what I did that all deserve a gratitude and a thanks to my higher power. And I think I'm just going to keep taking those simple steps, waking up every morning saying, what's bigger than me today? What can I be grateful for that I know for sure I had no part in? And I think as I do that every day, a little bit more and more, I'll be able to say, you know, when something happens, that I say that one line, or commonly I say, is it God or is it odd? And to just be more often saying, it's God, because I find myself in my entitlement and my character defects saying, no, it's just odd. It's just odd that somebody happened to swing by and offer me something that I needed in that moment. No, that's just odd. You know, now I need to start saying, no, it's God. Even maybe if I don't believe it, I'm going to start saying it's God. And I'm just so grateful. And I'm so grateful to have the courage this morning to finally share on a vision. And I hope to speak more and have everyone hear me, and just to be able to give what I've received, and it's so much. So thank you so much, Natasha.
Thank you, Natasha. Melissa C, you're next.
Hi, good morning. It's Melissa C, recovered in New York. Oh gosh, I am grateful. That I struggled with obesity and was defeated by the food. I'm grateful for this disease, that my pain was so awful, for every diet that I tried. I'm grateful for every diet that failed, and then I tried it again and again and again, only to find that what I had could not be fixed with a diet. For this, I am grateful. I'm grateful that what I have is permanent and can't be cured, but that it can be arrested, and that there is this amazing and easily accessible course of action. It is not impossible, and it's brought me to this fellowship, and this fellowship brought me to a relationship with God, which I would never have had if not for desperation. I'm grateful that there is complete neutrality around the food. How can that be that I was lovingly brought through the steps so that I can live free from my obsession? Grateful that I was told about phone meetings just in passing, and that the first one that I called was this one, and that the first time I called in, I heard the word recovered. So grateful for that word. That word was a hope-filled promise that I was assured would be mine, and that this is my truth today. I'm grateful that I can prepare foods for my children, my husband, that I do not want. I don't want to lick the knife. I don't want to put the spoon in my mouth, but I can prepare it for them with all this love in my heart. And that is an amazing gift. Thank you. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Melissa C. Next, I have Gina. I don't have the first initial of your last name.
Good morning, everyone. This is Gina R., and I am from Colorado, gratefully recovered. Oh, my goodness. I have got a long list. I am grateful for the gift of desperation, and I am grateful for the gift of God's timing. Grateful for people who prayed for me. Grateful for people I've been able to pray for. Grateful for the ability to follow instruction after so many years of self-will run riot. Grateful for fears being transformed and removed. Grateful for my Ebby and her persistence. Grateful for my sponsorship lineage and the example they have provided, and how they are guiding me to be a sponsor and a guide for others. I'm grateful to have celebrated 6 months on the 17th of this month. Grateful for being positioned to begin sponsoring and have 3 people to begin the process. Grateful for being part of this fellowship. grateful for being part of the Colorado crew. Grateful for 10-step calls and buddies. And I'm so grateful that I am recovered. And I pass.
Thank you so much, Gina R. Harlan G.
Thank you, Melanie, for your service. This is Harlan G., Scottsdale, Arizona, where it's not snowing. I can assure you of that. Can I be heard okay?
You can.
Okay.
Yes,
thank you,
you
so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful this morning to Dr. William Duncan Silkworth for formulating his magnificent opinion, which is the foundation stone of my life. I'm grateful to Bill and Bob. I'm grateful for the first 100. But especially this morning, I'm grateful for Jimmy Burwell, who power drove the idea of God as you understand God. I'm grateful for Clarence Snyder. I'm grateful for Henrietta Seiberling, who put them together, and William Tunks. I'm grateful to the Oxford Group. I'm grateful to those who went before me, who both recovered and who did not, because the people who did not serve as cautionary tales. I'm grateful for Roseanne S. I'm grateful for my life today. I'm not a freak. I don't weigh 700 pounds. I'm not eating Kit Kat bars, nor do I want to. I'm grateful to a loving and merciful God. I'm grateful to John K., who every single day hears my Nourishkeit and offers me a solution in the big book and offers me his wisdom. And this morning, I'm grateful for Vision for You. I'm grateful for Vision for You because, in my opinion, it is the renaissance of OA. And I'm especially grateful this morning to Leah M. for the tireless work that Leah does for these meetings and for the wonderful convention that we had. I'm grateful to Leah M. and Melanie, and I'm very grateful to all the people behind the scenes at Vision for You. Team Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or not Sunday. I'm grateful to all the visionaries who make these meetings possible. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Harlan G. Michelle H.
Hi. Good morning, Melanie. Good morning, everyone. Michelle H., recovered compulsive overeater in Missouri. And I'm just so filled up. I was sitting here doing a gratitude list before I got on the meeting and had momentarily lapsed in thinking this was a gratitude meeting and just so grateful. My higher power nudged me to share and the opportunity to share. And Melanie, it's so good to hear your voice. I think it was here on the Vision for You meeting or one of the telephone meetings where so many of the visionaries have shared that, you know, I learned that, you know, to express gratitude is the use of a spiritual muscle. And the more we use it, the more that muscle gets strengthened. And I found that to be true in my life. I've also learned here that gratitude and an attitude of gratitude is an antidote for fear and self-pity and being self-absorbed. And I found that to be true. And I'm finding it true this morning. It's just so heartwarming. I'm grateful for a relationship with a higher power today in my life. I'm grateful for a 12-step program of recovery, which told me its purpose was to help me to find that relationship, which is the most important thing in my life without exception. And I'm grateful that I did find and do have today a loving relationship with the God of my understanding. I'm grateful to have a network of compulsive overeaters and all the fellows who are trudging together as we trudge together on this journey of receiving more and more freedom, freedom from food, freedom from self-pity, freedom from selfishness, and freedom from a selfish way of living, free to live others-centered today. And I'm so grateful for all the restored relationships in my life, restored relationships with my fellows, restored relationships with my spouse, who is so loving and compassionate, and with my adult children, and the blessings of relationships with grandchildren now. I'm grateful for friends and family, both in the program and not in the program. I'm grateful to have a sister who's in the program. We can share. grateful that I know today that attitude of gratitude can change. It changes me, it changes my perspective from one of poor me to seeing all the blessings in my life when I was blinded to seeing them and I was living in my self-will. I'm grateful that I'm learning to both give and receive the love of this 12-step program, which embodies love and which promotes healing and spiritual growth. I'm so grateful to be on this journey one day at a time. Thank you all so much. I'll pass.
Thank you, Michelle H. Julie M., you're next.
Hi, this is Julie M. in recovering in Colorado. I am most grateful today for my addiction because I think of my life in terms of pre-recovery and post-recovery oftentimes. Before recovery, I was a victim. I was a doormat. I had no voice, and I certainly had no connection to a higher power, and I felt very alone. And today, I speak my truth. I have learned how to be alone without feeling lonely. And I have a daughter who is a drug addict. She shoots drugs into her veins. And if it wasn't for my own personal connection to addiction and understanding what it means to put something in my body that I hate myself as I'm putting it in, and I don't want to do it, and I can't stop myself from doing it, I don't think that I would be able to accept her and where she is to the level that I am. I'm grateful. I'm so grateful that the Vision for You found its way to Colorado. Before the convention here where Harlan spoke, I thought I was abstinent and I thought I knew about recovery. And it just blew my socks off to realize that I was just at the beginning, even though I'd been in program for 5 years, and there was so much that I didn't understand. And I'm so grateful now to be moving in such a different direction in my own recovery. And so I'm just eternally grateful to the life that I have today. This life of working the 12 steps is the best life that I've ever seen or been shown. And I would not have it if it wasn't for my own addiction. So thank you, God, for giving that to me. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Julie M. Anne Marie, you're next.
Good morning. This is Anne Marie M. in South Carolina, recovering compulsive overeater. Thank you, Melanie, so much. So good to hear your voice for your service this morning. And I am forever grateful for the God in my life that He has given me so much. He has shown me the way. He has given me the willingness to continue to trudge on, and He's given me people to trudge with. So I'm so very grateful for that. I recognize that this is a progressive disease, and I've also come to understand and am living in the progression of recovery, and so very grateful for that. I feel like I've learned so much this past week of the need to be other-centered and to be able to open up to other people and to seek out when I am in need of comfort, and not seeking out in the food. Reach out to God first, and then He guides me. And He guides me to people that He put in my life. So I am so very grateful, most grateful to God for all that He's given me, and my abstinence that I have today, and living without any urge or craving or desire to compulsively overeat. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Anne Marie M. And next I have Kathy Jo. Would you be willing to give me the first initial of your last name?
Hi, this is Kathy Jo in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm grateful for Overeaters Anonymous, which I found 30 years ago. And when I left and came back 7 years ago and getting off sugar through a food program I went to in Minnesota here, And with that, my blood pressure, my plantar fasciitis, and my headaches have been gone ever since I let go of sugar. And I'm grateful that a fellow brought me to a vision for you, because I kept reaching out to her for being sick and tired and of being sick and tired. And I was in plateau hell, and I was on a spiritual plateau. And I was introduced to the concept of entire abstinence through a vision for you, which for me included letting go of stevia. And now seeing the fellow visionaries that have hope and serenity and joy, it's helping me to work this program with my sponsor, who I'm very grateful to, another fellow in Minnesota here that's doing it with me. Because of this program, I have a job that I feel like a valuable employee. We are out of debt now, and I'm living right now, I'm on the ninth step, and I am so grateful to it. I made amends to my in-laws last night, and my father-in-law told me he's never seen me tender before, and he cried. I slept here in the house with him last night, and to say I had a beautiful evening, et cetera, with them, with nothing to complain about, and being of service and cleaning up everything after dinner and feeling joyful as I did it. And in therapy, my husband said, I'm no longer in this marriage to protect the children from you. He saw that since I started Vision in June, that I no longer yell at my kids the way I did. And someone described me as serene this week, which is a miracle too, because I've never been called serene in my life. And I'm grateful that I'm beginning a relationship with God, and I'm so excited to be at the LA birthday with other visionaries. Thank you. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Kathy Jo. Appreciate that very much. Who else would like to share their gratitude on the line this morning?
Joanne L.
Jackie B.
This is Betsy Alina.
Jackie in Minnesota.
Amy Lee.
Jackie B.
Donna P.
Jackie
Kelly.
Mary
W. Toby W.
Joanne L.
Okay.
Jackie B.
Okay.
From New York.
Okay, hang on just a second. I have a few of you here, and let's see what I have. So I have, let's see, Joanne L. I have Alita P. I have Betsy. I have Nadia. I have a person by the name of Jackie, Kelly, and Toby. I didn't get all the last
names.
Irene.
Anita.
Donna P.
Anita.
Christy.
J. Donna.
Suji.
Did I hear Chris G?
Yes.
Sue G. Okay,
April,
great.
Pat P.
Let's stop with Pat and see what else I have here, okay? Hang on just a second. Let me go through the list one more time so you know and kind of check your order when I do call off your name. I have Joan C, Alita P, Betsy, Nadia, Jackie, Kelly, Toby, Irini, Anita, Donna, Chris, Suji, April, and Pat. So the rest of you, can you just mute your line for right now? We'll start with Joan C. And then if you, each one would give your the first initial or last name, that would help the host here. Thanks so much. So Joan C., you're up, and everyone else mute, please. Joan C., did I catch you right? Or is it Joanne?
It's Joanne L.
Oh, there you go. Well, thank you. And my L looks like a C. Thank you. Joanne. Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you, Melanie. It's so great to hear you. Thank you so very much. It's Joanne L. from Rhode Island. I am so grateful for a brand new beginning. I am grateful because it's a beginning with my food. You know, I wish I could say that I was a recovered compulsive overeater, but at this time I can't. But I'm grateful that there are so many beginnings. And I've had my beginning because I've been home with surgery and I've been listening to the line. But most of all, I'm grateful for the sponsor who reached out to me to take me on. She has been walking with me hand in hand every single day. And I am just so grateful for that. I'm grateful, you know, for the Big Book and all the Big Book step study meetings here in Rhode Island, and all to the recovered people who have helped me as well, and who we all trudge the road of happy destiny. I am thankful for being alive. I am 9.5 years of being a breast cancer survivor. And I remember my doctor saying to me, after I get done doing my chemo and my radiation, she said that if I could reach 10 years, I had a pretty good chance of surviving. And so next year will be a big year for me, my 10th year. And so I'm so grateful for that. And I'm grateful, you know, for the time that I've had at home to recover from surgery. It opened many, many doors for me. But most of all, it got me centered with God again. And he gave me a message, you know, just to be still and know who he is and to listen to him. And I'm so grateful for all of you that have reached out to me on a vision for you. I have had so many phone calls, and I can't begin to tell you what that has meant to me. And, you know, just grateful to my family and my friends, and they're not in this state. You know, most of my family is in another state, and my friends are in another state. And I'm just so grateful to them, you know, because I have, like, one friend that I've been friends with for 62 years. And that's a gift from God, and another friend since sixth grade. So that's another gift. And many friends from high school, so I'm anxious to see them when I go home on Wednesday. So just so grateful, you know, that you are doing this today, and grateful to Leah, you know, that she started this meeting. I just can't say thanks enough. So God bless everybody, and have a great Thanksgiving. I pass.
Thank you, Joanne L. Alita P., you're next.
Did you call me, Melanie?
I did. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to hear your voice and to hear you on the phone. Thank you for your service. I'm grateful for this meeting, extremely grateful for this meeting. I'm grateful for a very loving, compassionate God who has taken me from darkness, total darkness, into the light. And that is huge for me. I used to be a 1.5 pack smoker a day. And one day it was just lifted from me after going to a smoke out. That was a miracle. There have been so many miracles in my life. I used to stay in my house all day eating, pulling the shades down, hiding from people, and just eating my problems away and eating my sadness away and just running to food for the answer to every problem I had or even for happiness I was experiencing. I no longer have to do that. It's a huge miracle. I'm very grateful. I'm grateful for my sponsors, my current sponsor who has stuck with me through so much and who I'm learning so much from. To my past sponsors who have been just very wonderful and all have been so patient and kind and helpful and stern at times, which was very helpful. I'm very grateful for my sponsees. They have all been very delightful. And they are delightful, the ones I currently have and the ones I've had in the past. I've learned and grown from them all. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful that I was able to hold my step-granddaughter yesterday. She's only 3 months and is just beautiful. I'm grateful for my son. I'm grateful for my other stepdaughter and my other grandchildren. I'm grateful for my parents, loving and very patient, who endured a lot. And I'm grateful for my husband, who has been helpful to me in my life and has done a lot for me. I'm grateful for this Vision for You meeting again, and I thank you for listening. I guess.
Thank you very much, Alita P. Betsy, you're next.
Hi, I'm Betsy B. from Northern Wisconsin, And I am an abstinent compulsive eater and sugar addict and a sober alcoholic. And what I'm grateful for today is page 12 in the AA Big Book, where Ebby has come to Bill and he suggests the novel idea, why don't you choose your own conception of God? And Bill says, it was only a matter of being willing to believe in the power greater than myself. Nothing wrong was required. Would I have it? Of course I would. So fast forward a few months to page 154 and 155 in the Vision for You chapter in the Big Book. And Bill is pacing sober, pacing a lobby in Akron, Ohio of a hotel he can't pay his bill, with an attractive bar at one end and a directory of churches at the other end. And he says, he was on thin ice with a shiver. He turned away and walked down the lobby to the church directory. His sanity returned and he thanked God. And it says, selecting a church at random from the directory, he stepped into the phone booth. But that wasn't at random. That higher power he chose whatever conception of was directing that. And that led to his connection with Dr. Bob, and it cleared the channel between Bill and the higher power enough for Bill to receive the wording for the universal spiritual principles and to write the 12 steps, to write the universal principles in language that all of us had it could understand. So people like me didn't have to read a couple of the other big books that exist in the world, because they're pretty long. They're longer than this book. And I am so grateful for all these things in the Big Book and all of the people who went before us that were so instrumental in founding this program based on Alcoholics Anonymous, as Harlan mentioned, Bill and Bob, Roseanne, and Jim of Gamblers Anonymous, who helped Roseanne with Overeaters Anonymous. And the person who mentioned being grateful for life, I'm grateful to be alive at 65 when I actually thought I was going to die before I was 40. And was vastly shocked and amazed that I didn't die by the time I was 40. So I'm just totally grateful. And I love right around Thanksgiving when we all get together and talk about it. I'll pass.
Thank you, Betsy B. Nadia, it's your turn. Nadia B., good morning, star one.
Good morning, Melanie. Thank you so much. This is Nadia B., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from Connecticut. And I am grateful for my disease of compulsive overeating today that put me on the path to a life beyond my wildest dreams. I'm grateful for my family that grows with me. I'm grateful for my brothers and sisters that I have in this fellowship, for usefulness that I craved and found as a result of the of acquiring a new vision, a vision for me through practical application of 12 steps. For everyone that I spoke on the phone and hugged over the past 2 years, in the fellowship and the ones that hugged me, for every one of you that has the passion of carrying this message, and that this passion is contagious, just like recovery. For everyone, every addict that came before me, you know, whether recovered or not, for the power of prayer and that I was taught it, for the home that I find within, no matter where I am in the world, for loving, accepting, and never exclusive power, for all material blessings, roof over my head, for food and people to share it with, for listening and trying to the best of my abilities, seek God's will for me through the work of the steps and for guides that taught me the true meaning of intimate relationships and friendships. And for that, I am so grateful. Thank you so much. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Nadia B. Jackie, you're next. First initial of your last name, please.
Hi, I'm Jackie B. from the Bronx in New York City.
Hi, Jackie B.
Can you
hear me? I can.
I am so grateful to OA and to my recovery. I've been in program over 25 years, but I don't, like everybody else said, it's like amazing how everybody's gratitude is the same I'm feeling. So it's nice to know that this program brings so many people together from so many different places, and yet we all have the same gratitude in our recovery or in our stages of recovery. I'm grateful today that my 10-year-old bunny rabbit is healthy and on the mend. I'm grateful for meeting my husband in the rooms over 25 years ago, and we're going to be married 20 years, and I'm just grateful for my part of the program where I see my character defects and how it affects our relationship, and that I'm finally at a point where I can make amends to him. I'm grateful to our 14-year-old daughter that in spite of having two addicts for parents, she shows signs of being an addict. But you know what? I can be here because thanks to my program, I'm going to be alive to still be a power of example to her every day of my recovery, and that God is in our household. We have different faiths in our household, but we all have God in this household. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that my sister, that I'm grateful that even though I have character defects that make me think I'm better or worse, or I need other people to tell me how to live, breathe, and think, that today I realize that if I want something to change, I have to change myself, and I have to ask my higher power, which I call God, to help me every day. I'm grateful today, instead of letting the dishes pile up in the sink or the clothes in the laundry room, that I do them today and not be resentful. I can be of service to my family by taking care of the house. I can be service to somebody in the street by just saying, good morning, how are you? Be a listener instead of a criticizer. Be loving and caring and not judgmental. I'm grateful for my meetings in and out of the rooms. I'm grateful for A Vision for You because I'm never alone thanks to A Vision for You. Thanks to all who serve the Vision for You, I am so grateful. I'm grateful for OA coming to the modern age of podcasts. So grateful for podcasts. I never realized how important podcasts are to reach out to other OAers and myself. I'm never alone. I'm grateful for my friends. I'm grateful for people who never understood what OA recovery was to say, you know, I understand now why food is an addiction. I'm amazed. I am solely amazed. And I'm amazed that I finally got it about the craving, the physical craving versus the mental craving. I'm grateful today that I prepare my own food, that I have given up all derivatives of sugar, heavy fats, and I don't miss them. And I'm amazed that I no longer need food programs or food magazines to make me feel calm. And I'm just so grateful to everyone, that I hope everyone out there listening feels the giant hug that's coming across this phone right now. And thank you, and I will pass.
Thank you, Jackie B. Kelly, you're next.
This is Toby W. from Boston.
And, hi, Toby.
Hi, everybody. And I've asked God to put words into my mouth, and so whatever comes out are God's words. What I am grateful for today is that I have a relationship with a God of my misunderstanding, but I can still have a relationship. It's a relationship that I've never had before, a very personal relationship. I am grateful that at the age of 81, I am now abstinent and for the last 4 months. And I want to thank, I'm grateful for Phil and Mary in Sarasota, my present sponsor and past sponsors, my children and grandchildren for always being there for me, regardless of where I was, who loved me unconditionally, whether I was binging my head off or in recovery. I am grateful for the people who have all spoken today and talked about their gratitude, because for everyone that spoke, I can probably say, yes, me too. I am grateful that I am healthier today than I've ever been in my life. I'm grateful that not only am I healthier, but I'm happier. I am more serene. I have calmness. And I'm aware of the character defects. And I'm willing to let God remove them from me one day at a time. I am so grateful that I live today with a program that has given me so much. I am grateful to the surgeon who just performed spine surgery on me and has made me a straight woman without pain and can live a beautiful life. I am just so grateful. I can't say enough. And before I burst into tears, I'm going to pass. Thank you all. And I pass.
Thank you so much, Toby. Kelly,
I'm Melanie.
You're next.
Yes, this is Kelly G from Alabama. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. This is my first time to share on the meeting, so thank you, Melanie, for your service. And I am returning this week from a very long relapse, and so I'm very grateful for a program that I can come back to where I know there is a solution, and I'm grateful for my family and for a wonderful man in my life. And I thank God every day just for the people that have come before me, and for Joe and Charlie, and for the big book and the 100 that wrote that book, so that it does bring me such hope, and for everyone that shares on this line, because without this program and without God, I know that I would just continue to be on that road to early death. And so I just thank everyone for sharing today and for the opportunity to be able to share with you guys. And so I just thank you all for being here and for your service and your words, and hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Kelly G. Irene, it's your turn.
Good morning. Oh, Melanie, it's so good to hear your beautiful, sweet voice. Good morning, my spiritual brothers and sisters. My name is Irini, and I am a very, very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. Thank you, God, always giving credit where credit is due. I'm so grateful that God gave courage to Dr. Bob, and he gave willingness, an open mind and an open heart to Bill, to carry this message to so many of us all over the world. That's wow. So wow. I'm very grateful to have just a grateful heart and attach my breath to God throughout each and every day. I'm grateful for the detachment of that abusive relationship that I had with food, with myself, and that I gave to others. And I'm grateful that I was taken off that emotional roller coaster, that I was placed afterwards into God's sailboat. I'm grateful for the blessings and gifts of having a spiritual awakening, a really true transformation into who God would have me be, a loving, peaceful disciple that has a loving, intimate relationship with God, a peaceful and loving relationship with food, myself, and others. I'm grateful that God is doing for me what I could never do for myself. I'm grateful for the people he has placed in my life, you, my spiritual brothers and sisters, my family, my therapy dogs, my community, my friends, and the list goes on. I'm grateful for the blessings of having spiritual eyes, allowing me to see what God sees and his strength and his power to give me and to practice the principles in all my affairs, for giving me a steady heartbeat when I'm faced with challenges and act accordingly, and thanking God for the good that comes out of all circumstances, to continue to practice being undisturbed. Yes, bless them, change me. I am blessed to be able to be alert, aware, and awake so I can pause and literally weigh and measure my thoughts. I am grateful to know that I have choices and that there is always a way out, always. I'm grateful for the miracle and the gift in rewiring my brain, softening my heart and filling my soul, and finding my voice and giving me a purpose in life, a message to carry to others of hope, love, and peace. I'm so grateful to hear God's whisper every time I hear and feel my heartbeat and connect with others and be in his presence. I thank you and I pass.
Thank you, Irene M. Anita J., you're next.
Hi, good morning, everybody. I'm so happy to hear you, Melanie. I just picture you thanks to the Vision for You convention. That's one of my early gratitudes. This is Anita J., recovered out here in the state of Massachusetts. I was the type of person who made up her mind on what worked and what didn't work. Even if it wasn't true, it seemed like I had to have everything set in my mind. It didn't matter if it was true. I'm so grateful that really it's Vision for You that broke all that down. It gave me a willingness to, it's almost like hitch a star, hook myself onto this program and all the voices of recovery on it. You know, face-to-face meetings are all right. There may be one person or two people that you can look to and think they have something beyond themselves, a message of depth and weight. But to hear every day since January of 2014, depth and weight, constant depth and weight, and then meeting people who have recovered, this is all one huge gratitude that I was finally willing to surrender. And the vision of me, Anita, surrendering is like I have a huge white flag. I finally did it. Taking a chance at something that had depth and weight and hasn't failed me at all. Grateful for all the people that I've met, the people who sponsors me, that have sponsored me, and who said she couldn't anymore. And now I have built up a sponsorship through the circle I have done it with three or four people, all the things that a sponsor should be doing or used to do. I'm not dependent on one person anymore. I'm dependent on a higher power. I owe all of that to this program, this meeting. It somehow focused me. It's like I've been facing left for 38 years when I should have been turned right. And what a difference, what a difference. And I'm grateful that I've been able to pass it on to others. I'm grateful that I'm slowly learning that not everybody takes the message, or they take it and they let it go. Why should that surprise me, Anita? How many times I've probably heard it. You know, I'm grateful for the sponsor I had once that said, you've got to grow up. It's time for you to grow up. I'm grateful for her. I'm grateful for the one who was trying to help me with a very food-focused program, and she said, our way doesn't work for you. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for it today. I mean, looking back, I felt like a failure. Anyway, that is just filled with gratitude. I was not a grateful person. I also wasn't a person who said, thank you for your service. I mean, I've been learning manners. I'm grateful for that. This is Miss Manners. I don't want to say Leia is Miss Manners. Everybody, I'm grateful for the Yiddish I'm picking up, because sometimes it's the exact word of how I feel. And the same man who says those words gives us a solution, too. I'm grateful for him. And with that, I'm just one bundle of gratitude and hope I keep it up all day. Well, I will, with God's help. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Anita J. Donna, you're next.
Good morning, Vision. This is Donna P. from New Jersey. I'm grateful to be able to speak. Very grateful to my higher power for giving me so many amazing blessings in my life. And I'm grateful for all of the mistakes and the difficult circumstances in my life that have shaped me into a person who is finally ready to hear the truth and surrender to the truth. I have been in OA for 33 years, but did not even begin to hear the truth about the big book until last year. But it took me until October 23rd of this year to become willing to surrender and to find a Vision sponsor. I'm so very, very, very grateful for OA and the program of recovery. And I'm grateful for this fellowship. And I'm especially grateful for my sponsor. I'm grateful for my patient husband and my wonderful family. And I just have to share that I'm so very grateful that last night, as I was reading my eighth step, getting ready to do my ninth step with my sponsor, I finally told a secret that I need to make amends for to my Vision sponsor, and I have kept that secret for 31 years. And I've been so frightened to be willing to speak it because of what I thought it would do to my reputation. I am so incredibly grateful to my higher power for leading me to this group and to this truth. And I'm grateful to my former sponsor who led me here. But I'm incredibly grateful for forgiveness, for freedom, and for my sponsor that helped show me the way to find those things through my higher power. Thank you all so much for being here and for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Donna P. Chris, you're next. Would that be Chris G.?
Good morning, everybody. This is Chris G., recovered compulsive overeater in Connecticut. Very, very grateful. Thank you all for your service. Thank you, Melanie. I am so grateful for God, for my higher power, Mother, Father, God, and for my sponsor, and for desperation and humility and my mistakes and my courage and willingness to keep going, just by the grace of God, keeping me on the path and keeping me in a place where I need to surrender. I'm so grateful for willingness. I'm so grateful for the voice of my higher power coming through all of my fellows and and through nature and through fluffy snowflakes. And I'm so grateful to feel the clearing away of the other voices, the voices of the disease, and that have kept me feeling powerless and hopeless. And I'm so grateful for hope and freedom and healing. And I'm so grateful to be able to carry the message to the best of my ability, and for the practice of listening and the ability to grow my trust for my ability to discern between God's voice and the voice of the insidious and cunning voices of this disease. I am so grateful. I am so grateful for the joy and the serenity of these 12 steps, the practice, the daily practice that is teaching me the discipline and the obedience that I never had. I'm so grateful that I get to be a mom that can truly teach her children how to love by being a truer example of love. And I am so grateful for forgiveness of all those who I've made amends to, and for the forgiveness that I'm much more ready to offer. I'm so grateful that I want to be alive, because I didn't want to be alive. I didn't want to kill myself, but I didn't want to be alive. And I'm so grateful that I can appreciate the earth and humanity and all of creation in a sincere and joyful way that's constant rather than fleeting. I'm so grateful. So thank you, everybody, and I'm grateful for you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Chris G. Sue G., you're next.
Good morning. I thought my name would never be heard. Thank you so much for calling on me. I speak much better from the heart, too, and I've been sitting trying to think of what I could say, and I thought, no, I'm just going to let it flow. But I am so thankful for God, for the gift of perseverance that he gave me, that since 1991, I have not had a recovered sponsor, but I have not given up. And even when I didn't have a sponsor, I was working the best I could in the OA program, never giving up on it. When there was no meeting to go to, I continued to do reading, and I just knew that it was the answer. But I thank God so much for leading me to vision. It took me a while to make that first phone call, but I am so grateful for having done that and listening to someone who told me that vision, that I should go to vision. And for once, I finally have a meeting that has recovery. I have people that love me and that I can love. I have a sponsor who I dearly love, who God must have sent to me, that worked right at the pace I needed to work on. And for once, I feel different. I feel clean. I feel that I can handle that I know it's God doing it, but I use the word I because I have to make the decisions. I have to be obedient to God for what he gives me, for what he wants me to be. And I love you guys. And this is just more difficult than I thought. I am just so grateful. Thank you so much for letting me share. Bye, pass.
Thank you, Suji. April, you're next.
Good morning, A Vision for You. This is April, very grateful, recovered food addict in South Florida. And I'm so excited and grateful for a chance to talk live on the Vision for You meeting. I start work at 7 a.m., so this is my first time getting to share live. And I am so very grateful for A Vision for You, for OA,
I'm especially grateful for my sponsor who's taken time out of her busy schedule to take me through these steps. I'm grateful that I'm in the middle of step 12, and in my heart, I'm grateful for those sick and suffering people that God is going to put in my life, so that I'm grateful that my own house is in order, so I get a chance now to carry this message the way it's been so lovingly shared with me. I'm so grateful to have a loving and forgiving and patient, wonderful higher power in my life today. And I need to say I will be forever grateful to Phil and Mary at Acorn in Sarasota, who took me in just with love and open arms when I was over 350 pounds and couldn't stop eating and couldn't help myself. And 3 years later, I'm just forever grateful for a place to go to put the food down. I'm really grateful for my health. I just got out of the hospital last night. I'm grateful for a healthy heart. I'm grateful to be able to walk, to be alive. I'm so blessed and grateful that I have a family and a support system that tirelessly, unendingly just love and support me and support the journey that I'm on, no matter how strange it seems to them. And I want to make a point of saying I'm so grateful that Vision for You is recorded, that, you know, every morning I get to call in and listen to the meeting from the day before. And it occurs to me I'm really grateful for every person on this meeting who calls and shares their experience, strength, and recovery, their experience, strength, and hope in their recovery, that, you know, when I call in to the recorded meeting the next morning, I get just what I need. And I'm blessed and grateful to have a job that I love, which I'm so blessed to have clean abstinence that I can hold the job and do well and, you know, give thanks to my higher power and remember that I'm not God and to quit playing God. I'm grateful for the steps, especially these 10, 11, and 12. I think that's all I have. I am so blessed to be alive. I never thought I would say I'm grateful to have this malady and this allergy. But it's led me to program and steps that have just and continue to bless me with the best quality of life I've ever known. So I love you all, and I just want to say one more thank you to all everybody on the Vision for You that has taken the time to return my calls. That means the world to me, and I thank you and love you all.
Thank you, April. Pat, you're next. First initial of your last name, please.
P.
P like
boy. Can you hear me? Pat, P from Minnesota. I'm a compulsive overeater. Yeah,
Pat.
P like Paul. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I thank all that's on here, you know, all my fellow members. I am grateful that I found Vision for You. It was an odd way, but I believe it was a godsend. It's been very helpful. I am a newly relapsed person that came back in. I'm grateful for the steps that I did go through. I was able to go through OA. I was able to go through OA How. And I see Vision for You as another step ladder to the bigger picture. And I'm grateful for that. I'm also very, very grateful that I found the 12 steps when I found my true religion. And I'm grateful for that because it helped me live my religion. And I'm very grateful for that. I'm very grateful for all that God has given me in all my times and all my struggles. And believe me, I'm struggling right now, not with my food, but my son is in a coma. He's my youngest. This happened over the week. But God has been merciful to me, and I haven't turned to food. But I've seen a miracle in this family because out of all this, I've seen great love come from all my family for the son, which I, as I see our family, very dysfunctional. But also there was a small miracle that came. I have an estranged son, and I did tell him, he's my oldest, and I did tell him about his youngest brother, which he hasn't been involved with. He hasn't been involved much with the family, but he came. And he was very supportive and very caring. And to me, that was a miracle because I've been wanting this to happen for so many years, to have the family healed. So I'm very grateful to my Heavenly Father. I'm grateful for all, and I consider all my earth angels, people that come my way and who strengthen me or even pass me with a smile, gives me hope for the future, gives me strength to keep on going. And I'm grateful just for this day because this is one of my favorite days. I'll be going to church soon, and it's the Sabbath day, and I enjoy this day, this time of rest, and I'm grateful that I've been taught and learned how to turn to Heavenly Father and trust. That's a very hard thing for me. It might be. It's always been my Achilles heel was my family, and I would let God into everything else but my family. But in this situation, I have no control. It's in God's hands. And I'm grateful that I had the opportunity to share because this was mostly for me in times of when you can be really attacked hard. It's good to have a list of gratitude because it's really true what they say. Gratitude can change attitude. And that's very, very true. To count your blessings and name them one by one is very, very important to remember that these things have happened and they will continue to happen as long as I remember. Thank him for all he has done for me. His son has died for me. He's paid a price for me, and I'm grateful for that. And I say this in the name of Jesus. I'll pass.
Thank you, Pat P. Who else would like to give their gratitude this morning?
Lisa B.
Hi, Lisa. Just wanted to let folks know that we have about 30 more minutes, but allow for about 10 more. So, Lisa B.
Carol G.
Carol.
Janice M.
Janice.
Yvonne.
Leia M.
Yvonne. Leia.
Carolyn S. H.
Carolyn S. H.
Reggie
Wendy
O.
M.
Wendy M, Linda
Reggie.
D, Reggie, Erica. And that's it, Sarah W. Thank you so much. Thank you so
yes.
much. We'll start out with Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Kathy K.
Kathy, we'll try to squeeze you in. I hope we can. I bet we will.
Okay. Thank
That'll
you.
That'll be it then, folks. Thank you.
Good
Hi,
morning.
Lisa, go ahead.
Good morning. This is Lisa B. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Greenville, South Carolina. Thank you for your service. I am grateful for the freedom and joy that I heard in all of your voices when I first started listening to A Vision for You. And it was around this time last year that I began listening. I'm grateful for the woman at an AA meeting that told me about A Vision for You. And I'm grateful to my beautiful brother who brought me to my very first AA meeting almost 30 years ago. And the whole reason I went was to try and find some relief from my food. And I didn't know that there could be a program that would offer a way out and a solution. And I saw what they had in AA, and I began my journey in the big book. But I am so grateful to have discovered A Vision for You, where I met my first OA sponsor, and the problem had been solved in her. And food is my true drug of no choice. And I'm so grateful to Melanie, because I had a really difficult time logging on to the website. And I got to speak with Melanie on the phone, and she was the first person that I spoke to, and I could hear the freedom and joy in her voice, and I wanted what she had. I couldn't believe when she told me how long she had been abstinent and how long she had been happy. It just blew my mind, and I knew that I had to have what all of you have. And I'm so grateful to my sponsees. What an incredible gift to take a fifth step. What an incredible gift to walk someone through this big book and relearn everything all over again. I'm so grateful to the concept of my higher power that has opened up for me and has changed. I'm so grateful to be able to have completed, through the grace of my higher power, all of my amends that I am consciously aware of. I never thought that would be possible. Even going back 30 years ago, sitting in AA meetings, I thought there is no way I'm going to be able to make my amends. And then, of course, recommitting all those harms that I've done all through the 30 years. I am so grateful to have entire abstinence, to really understand what the doctor's opinion is all about. I am so grateful to understand the value of Bill's story and how I am just like Bill. Even though he was a World War I vet and all these other things about him, I have read Bill's story so many times, but this time having someone explain to me the meaning of that chapter and why it's of so much importance that I understand it. I'm so grateful I had a truly recovered sponsor. I've had many sponsors over the years that did not have this spiritual awakening, and it just never worked for me. And I'm so grateful that today I'm able to share that with others. And I'm so grateful for 10 steps and understanding the value of 10 steps and the value of the 11th step all through the day and in the morning and in the evening. And I'm so grateful for really having new awarenesses of all these steps at deeper levels, going all the way back to one and really understanding powerlessness, that it's not about the food, that was about a symptom, that it's a spiritual malady and emptiness inside of me. I have a disease of more, and it's about that relationship with the higher power. And I'm so grateful to my beautiful and loving husband that has been with me all through these years. Thank you so much for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you so much, Lisa B. Carol G.
Thank you, Melanie, and good morning, Vision for You. I'm so grateful in this moment for all of you, even those of you in silence. I'm Carol G, and I'm living a recovered life. And in this moment, I'm grateful that my higher power is really fixing and mending my broken heart. I think when I made a decision to let my higher power run my life, I didn't really like that decision at first. But you all gave me the courage. You all gave me the courage to let go. You all gave me the courage to seek diligently and breathe deeply. And I've just begun a personal transformation. It's absolutely awesome. I've become one with the Great Spirit, and I'm so grateful that you've given me a way to stay connected to that. I'm grateful for all the compulsive overeaters who God puts in my path to work with. They keep me honest. And I'm grateful for all those that listen to my inventory and they help me stay open to God's love. And I'm grateful that I can shed honest tears and I can respond how I feel honestly in the moment. And I can speak kindly to people and absolutely mean it. And I'm so grateful I was born in this century, that I'm a witness to this spiritual evolution. I'm really grateful for the truth in those immortal words, that together we can do what we could never do alone, because otherwise I would have been an island, broken, isolated. I'm also grateful, I think, for the ripple effect that began with those two drunks in the 30s. I mean, who would have known that that wave of healing would span across the world, across the globe, on this tiny little chip of a book? It's now begun to heal the souls of anybody who's touched by the pain of alcoholism. I mean, I'm so grateful that here in Blighty, that there's this very strong message of Vision for You coming over to us now, this great message of hope. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for showing me how to stay awake. And thank you, Vision for You. Thank you. Pam.
Thank you, Carol G. Janice M., you're next.
Well, good morning to you, Melanie, and everyone. And this is Janice M., and I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater. I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater. I can't get my words out fast enough. And I'm grateful every day. And, you know, I want to begin, and I don't want to put you on a pedestal, Melanie, but I have to say to you and to Lair in the first pioneers of A Vision for You that if it wasn't for you with that kind invite from you by your higher power, I'm sure, you know, I wouldn't be here today. As you know, a few of us were in another group. And, you know, I knew something was wrong. And when I called you for some other reason, you invited me, welcomed open arms to me, and I'll never forget that because I was in such a turmoil at the time. I didn't know what to do, but I did want to follow recovery, and my heart and my thankfulness goes out to you and the others that they know who they are. And that's my primary focus, is my higher power, to thank them for everything. Yes, to thank him for everything, even the trials and tribulations of my life. Because if I wasn't a compulsive overeater, first of all, I would never find this group. I mean, I wouldn't come here, you know. And today, regardless of my feelings, in the midst of my circumstances and hardships, you know, I still say thank you, God, because you know what? Today, because of my experience, I know that those liabilities that I was chosen to have, yes, chosen to have, were opportunities for me to get closer to him. Of course, at the time, I didn't know it, but, you know, I know that today because it's been proven to me. And, you know, and I want to thank the Vision for You for giving me the opportunity to become committed to serve, to be a servant to this group and to God. And I know I'm only a servant, and I've never had more joy than I have today. You know, my whole life has changed. I've developed a new concept of success, which comes from, of course, my higher power and being recovered. You know, I'm grateful that I no longer escape life through compulsive overeating, through drinking, through gambling, through spending money, wasting money on food, jewelry, etc., etc. See, they all permitted me to accept and face reality. You know, being grateful for my husband, I've been married for 51 years. Everything I prayed to God, if you would only give me this, then I'll do this. Well, I'm so grateful and thankful to God that he didn't give me what I wanted. Believe me, if he gave me what I wanted, I wouldn't be here today. So again, every time I'm grateful, it's less time for me to worry, to complain, and to be negative. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Janice M. Yvonne T., you're next.
Hi, this is Yvonne. Oh my goodness. I am first and foremost so grateful that today I have a God of my understanding that is showing me the way and leads. He's just leading me in every, you know, is a part of every part of my life. And I go to him constantly throughout the day for direction, guidance. I'm very grateful to a person that I know is on this line who directed me to A Vision for You. She was in it, and she shared her message with me and got me doing this. And she's a very special lady, and I am really very grateful to her. I'm grateful to know that there is a solution. And I'm grateful to know that today, for me, this is it for me. That there is a group here that focuses on the big book. Many years ago, I went to an open AA meeting 35 years ago, and I heard someone in the meeting and talking about the big book and how it had changed his life. And I remember thinking, oh, I wish there was a place like this where a foodaholic could recover. And it took 35 years to find that place, and that place is A Vision for You. So I'm very grateful for that. I'm grateful for things that don't go my way or
that I can ask God to show me what I need to do. And in this respect, I have a new sponsor that I'm very grateful for. I didn't have the courage to talk to my current sponsor about leaving, but God directed everything. You know, if I just let him just be available, willing to do the work, whatever it takes, that I can to become recovered. So I'm on the beginning of this journey, and I'm just in awe. I just cannot believe what is happening. And I don't want to take any more time. I know there's a lot of people that want to share. So just grateful for all your service, everyone on this line, and God bless you all.
Thank you, Yvonne T. Leah M., you're next.
Thank you, Melanie. Thanks for all the service you do and for everybody. It's been so beautiful and touching. I have a heart of gratitude for so many things. I mean, for sure, you know, gratitude for freedom. Gratitude for freedom that I no longer live in the madness and mayhem that I lived in when I was suffering from compulsive overeating. I'm also grateful that I understand, I concede to my innermost self that freedom isn't free, that there's a price for me to pay for freedom. And that's something that, you know, I submit to this process every day. And I'm grateful to know that, and I'm grateful that I don't resist that anymore. You know, we commonly and gratefully celebrate our abstinent dates, right, in Overeaters Anonymous, and that's all fine and good, but there are dates that I wish I knew, but I can't tell you exactly what day it is. Like, I wish I knew the day that my hopelessness went away. When did that go away? I don't know. Or the date that the despair was lifted. I don't know the date of that. The date that the self-loathing went away from me, or the date that I no longer had suicidal thinking. Those are dates that I can't celebrate the specifics, but I can tell you I'm free from all that today, and for that I'm so, so very grateful. You know, there's this line, we just finished studying page 164, and there's this line that has always touched me. It says, God will determine that, so you must remember that your real reliance is always upon him. He will show you how to create the fellowship you crave. You know, and I'm always grateful for that, that the spiritual chain reaction that grew from Ebby and Bill to Dr. Bob in Akron has stretched now to countless compulsive overeaters as diverse as imaginable, and how beautiful that tapestry is. Because all the people I have met on this journey, I am so grateful for. I'm grateful and I'm honored and I'm so privileged to witness this very same 12-step process work in other people, to watch their eyes open with wonder as they move from darkness to light. How great is that? The fact that we gather with such seriousness and earnestness to live this way of life. What a beautiful blessing that is from God. And to hear people say that the consciousness of their individual, their own higher power, is today the most important fact of their lives, that's something that always touches my heart. I learn from everyone, and I'm so grateful for everyone. And with that, I feel very, very blessed. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Leigh M. Carolyn S.H.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Melody. Thank you so much for your service. I'm a little speechless this morning. I'm Carolyn S.H., a grateful, recovered compulsive eater in Massachusetts. And I tried to unmute earlier, and I would have said a series of different things, but I'm going to just say what's in my heart now, which is I'm just grateful for everything. I'm grateful for this life exactly as it is. I'm grateful for my past, every bit of it, my present, and my future. And I'm so appreciative and in wonder of just the nature of the universe and how my higher power has brought me into this community and brought all of you into my world. And I'm grateful for my nature and my disease and everything about me that I don't like. And I am grateful for everything about me that I do like, and for everything. I could literally name everything. And I'm just in awe and appreciative of people like you who take the time to focus on gratitude and who understand the value and beauty of it. And God, there's so much, like everything. And there are very specific things I'm totally forgetting. And I'm grateful for everything that I can't control, and everything that higher power has done for me, is doing for me, and will do for me, and for my willingness to allow that to happen. And and I think with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn S.H. Wendy, it's your turn.
Yes, good morning. This is Wendy M. from Colorado, grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, and first time on this line. So I'm very excited to be a part of this community. And thank you, Melanie, for taking the time today to share your experience, strength, and hope, and for also taking my calls. And I just want to say a couple things. I heard someone say they're grateful for their enemies, and I'm like, oh my God, yes, absolutely. I get so much from my enemies, and I wouldn't even call them my enemies anymore. How about just people who trigger me, of which there are many, of course. And also grateful for my mistakes, and that set-aside prayer that I get to practice in my home every day with my lovely husband and lovely son. And that set-aside prayer says, maybe not. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I don't know. How freeing is that? That is incredibly freeing for me. I love to remember that I don't know. I also want to say that I'm incredibly grateful for my sponsor. She, about, I don't know, 5 months ago, 6 months ago now, she had that sparkle in her eye, and she said, how free do I want to be? And I said, I want to be so free, and I'm willing to do what you do, and so I can get what you got. And I didn't do any of this. You know, I'm neutral with food. What is going on? I was in OA for 16 years, never experienced these miracles, never. And so, whoa, thank you, God, for taking me to this lovely sponsor who asks me all the time, what are you willing to do? How free do you want to be? So I get freedom. Oh, my God, what a gift. So thank you, God, for that. And the other thing I want to say is I get to sponsor now, and I have such a deep sense of usefulness that I've never had before in my life, and I'm a selfish, self-centered human being. So for me to get relief from my selfish, self-centered human beingness is an unbelievable gift from God. It is like nothing else to feel useful. It is unbelievable. And the esteem that I get to feel finally about myself because I'm doing an esteemable act. And thank you, God. And my sponsor says, you do that? And I say, okay. She says, try that. I'll do it. I'm going to do anything, because before 5 months ago, I was doing Wendy's program. And now I'm doing God's program, vision program. So I'm just so grateful for all of you. And thank you so much for all of you who put the morning meetings together. So I get a tremendous amount from it, and I'm just super psyched about Vision for You and Big Book Study. So with that, I will pass.
Thank you so much. Linda D., you're next. Linda D. Well, in the interest of time, we'll just kind of put Linda aside for a moment. And then, Reggie, you are next. Reggie, are you still with us this morning? Star one, each one of you.
Can you hear me, Melanie?
Yes, who's this? Is this Reggie?
This is Reggie, yes. My phone keeps muting itself. I don't know what's going on, but thank you so much for your service this morning.
You're welcome.
I'm Reggie O. from Los Angeles area, and just deeply grateful and so filled with all of the gratitude and voices of gratitude on the phone this morning. And, you know, the first thing that came to my mind in gratitude this morning was and I've heard other people talk about a similar thing, was the amends that I made just a few days ago of over 30 years that I never thought I could make, and that was on my first night step. 20 years ago, and I never thought I could do it, the one that I didn't even want to tell my sponsors that I had, and I made that amends, and what I learned, I said, the one I didn't think I could make, and that was because what I've learned is really how to turn to God, and that God is ultimately how I got to make that amends, and what a blessing it was, and I feel that freedom, and I'm grateful to know that I had that freedom, and it was freedom I've never felt before, and how much is tied up. And how much was tied up in it. But to keep that freedom, I have to keep growing. And I'm grateful to know that with this program, there's always another level to go. I'm grateful to be working the 12 step with my sponsor. And for the first time ever, in being in OA off and on, I am so looking forward to sponsoring. Before, I always thought it was my responsibility for people's recovery. And I guess that that's not true. But I have a message, and that's part of my work to carry the message. I'm so grateful for my sponsor. Who has been, continues to be the most loving, clear voice of this recovery and continues to remind me that it's all God. I'm grateful to have come to a deep understanding of these steps that I never had before, no matter how many times I've read them. It's phenomenal. Grateful for a vision for you and to the people who had the vision to bring that forward, who had the call to do that and listened and followed, and that I get to have that today, and I'm grateful to have this community that is not only in my own state, but across the country and across the world, and to be a part of that, and just grateful to know the difference that it makes. And I look around the room I'm sitting in this morning, and I'm grateful for everything that I see, and what I have never felt before, and you all reminded me this morning, or helped me to see, is that I am grateful for having been blessed with the compulsion to eat because it has taken me to places and has given me an opportunity to find a way that works and to bring me close to a God that I've always, in some degree, believed in but was afraid of, and now it's a God that I totally trust and rely on and work on that more and more. I could go on, but I think I will just stop for there and just say that I'm just simply deeply grateful.
Thank you so much, Reggie O. Sarah W., you're next.
Good morning, Melanie. This is Sarah W., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. You know, I have a little tear coming out of my eye. It's just so good to hear you on the line. I haven't heard you for a long time, so I'm grateful for you. First I would say, I'm most grateful for my higher power and my health. Having gone through cancer like other people have talked about, I have a different way of looking at life. I'm grateful for my continued surrender, that I have a very useful life today, that the miracles I've seen in the program, and that I continue to know that I'm on a journey, that there is no destination, that I am on a journey, and that will continue. My willingness to step beyond my comfort zone, both to take care of myself and to do things that at times are very uncomfortable for me, such as getting a colonoscopy and having my teeth done, which I really don't like. But, you know, knowing that I need to do things that I don't want to do because that's the right thing to do. My freedom from food obsession, my recovery life, which includes my recovery marriage, and my children, my acceptance of where my children are at and not to try to force people to fit into the box that I'd like them to be in, that I can be a sponsor, that I am a sponsor, that I have sponsees and I love all those people, and that I can really love people. I can love people. The new meeting that we started in my town of 5500 in Shenandoah, Iowa, and that we've just started the Big Book just last week, finally after a year, I brought it to their attention that maybe a group conscience might be in store where we could do that, and everybody was open to it, and here we are. That we're going to start the book again, Envision, which I'm so excited about, and I just wanted to express something that I heard, and I wanted to just say it. May I write the wrongs done to me in the sand, but write the good things that happened to me in stone. Help me let go of all emotions such as resentment and retaliation, which diminish me, and hold on to the emotions such as gratitude and joy, which increase me. Thank you very much. I appreciate Vision for you and all of you, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Sarah W. Kathy K., you will wrap this up for us this morning.
Thank you, Melanie. Thank you, Melanie. I'll be real quick. I just wanted to get in here and say how grateful I am for this program, this fellowship. You, Melanie, and Leah, and Janice M., and all who got this vision meeting going in the first place, and for everyone who walks with me, trudges this road with me, I have never felt the kind of gratitude that I feel in my life today. In fact, when I first came into these rooms, I did not ever experience gratitude. So it's been, for me, a transformation from depression and anxiety to gratitude, faith, and hope. And I'm just forever grateful to be able to do this for one more day with all of you. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Kathy. Thank you so much, everyone, for this opportunity to host this meeting today. I am clearly overcome and verklempt. It reminds me of a passage that I read in the Big Book, which is in the foreword to the second edition, and a part of it simply says, a wholesale miracle has taken place. A wholesale miracle has taken place. Well, I would like to thank you again for sharing today and cultivating
hello?
Strengthening.
Hello. Yeah. There, it's just that I heard another, like, I heard a religious reference of, like, his son died for me, and I just have to say that it's just, like, it's not a religious meeting, and I don't know, I just don't think it's right for people to be saying these kind of religious references. Like, if it were a Christian meeting, I wouldn't be here, you know? Like, I think it breaks the traditions and the principles that it's non-denominational. So that's, I mean, I'm very grateful for this meeting. I just started coming, but I, like, that's just something that I really just think is important to, like, share with people that, I don't know, maybe you could put it in the opening passages, not to make religious references that are so specific. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that. Again, I would just like to thank you again for sharing with us today and cultivating and strengthening that attitude of gratitude. And it, as I was saying, it reminds me of a passage, a piece of a passage in the Big Book, forward to the second edition, that says a wholesome miracle has taken place here today. I would love to name every single one of you that have shared today, but it just suffices to say that 44 of you came online to share your heart, your soul, and has blessed me with tremendous blessed gratitude in my heart. And to know that I am who I am today because of you, no doubt about it, no doubt about it. So let's close in the usual way that we do at the end of this meeting of a special edition of A Vision for You, and that would be on page 164. And I'd like to have the privilege of being able to add the first paragraph to that. Still, you may say, but I will not have the benefit of contact with you who write this book. We cannot be sure. God will determine that. So you must remember that your real reliance is always upon Him. He will show you how to create the fellowship you crave. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Thanks again, and may God be with you as you trudge the road, and we'll see you again here tomorrow morning on A Vision for You. Same time, actually not same time, it's 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern time, same telephone number. All the best to you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Melanie.
Thank you, Melanie.
Thank you.
Thank you. Absolutely, thank you.
Thank you, Melanie.
Blessings and peace, everyone.